Hey everybody, we're going to look today at Luke chapter 18. This is the scene where Jesus heals a blind beggar in Jericho. This is starting in verse 35. As he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. This is such a great scene, and there's so many things that could be said about it. It occurs in a lot of the Gospels, but I want to attend to the particulars that are pointed out in this Gospel. First, remember, in the prior scene, Jesus has just predicted that he was going to Jerusalem to die. And it said that the disciples understood none of these things. This saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. So in other words, the disciples are blind. They cannot see. They do not understand suffering. They do not understand that the Messiah had to enter into suffering before entering into his glory. So I would suggest, among other things, that this blind beggar, a real historical man, also represents the disciples in their state before the resurrection, before Jesus has opened their eyes. Notice, too, I think his response is beautiful. His response isn't, as the lawyer's was, "What must I do to be saved?" But his response was, "Have mercy on me." In other words, that's all he had. He was a beggar. He was a blind beggar. He couldn't have been in a more vulnerable position. In this way, he's much like the widow in the parable that Jesus gave. And his cry is, "Lord, have mercy on me." His response to Jesus isn't first, "What must I do?" but, "Have mercy. Please, let me see again." I like his boldness. I like his refusal to quiet down. This man was desperate to get near Jesus. And he's convinced if he can simply get near Jesus, then all is well. Jesus' response to him is, "Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well." I want to underline that the actual wording there is, "Your faith has saved you." And this unique expression, or this unique way of putting it, has occurred several times in the Gospel of Luke. And I'd like to point those times out because I think they have something in common. So first, again, "Your faith has saved you." I think Jesus is speaking about more than just his literal sight. I think he's speaking about the totality of his life. Because Jesus doesn't want to just save our soul for heaven. He wants to save our emotions, our bodies, our relationships. He wants to save the whole package. So Jesus says, "Your faith has saved you." Well, the four other people, or the three other people to whom Jesus says this, the first is the sinful woman who washes Jesus' feet with her hair and tears and expensive ointment. He says to her, "Your faith has saved you." The other is the woman with the issue of blood who, in the middle of a crowd, reached out and touched him and found her issue of blood stopped. Another one is the Samaritan leper, right? This was the one Samaritan out of 10 people, the rest Jewish, who were healed by Jesus of leprosy. And only the Samaritan came back and fell at his feet and thanked Jesus. And finally, this man who was a blind beggar. What do they all have in common? I think they all have in common a willingness to risk. They're doing the socially inappropriate thing. They're, regardless of what other people might think, they're regardless of propriety or decorum, they are absolutely convinced that contact with Jesus, that being near him, is the most important thing. They're bold in what they want to do. I mean, after all, think about the boldness of this woman washing Jesus' feet in a room full of Pharisees who know who she is and what she's done. But she's free from the fear of people, and she's consumed with an awe at Jesus. And then finally, notice the response. Immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. So he he becomes a disciple, right? This is the right response to Jesus in every case. He recovered his sight and he followed him. He became a disciple of Jesus. And so, again, I would suggest that these four individuals Luke presents to us as models of faith. And it's not a sort of distance, intellectual, remote faith that believes in certain propositions, but it is a visceral, risky, embodied, desperate faith that is convinced that I just need to be near him. And if I can be near him, I will find mercy and healing and forgiveness, and I can return the only thing that I have to return to him, which is thanksgiving, which is gratitude for all the many gifts that he gives. So may the Lord Jesus open our eyes to his cross and his resurrection.